Let's talk about our image and the perspective of us. Do you guys know that our behaviors based solely on what we think about ourselves, how we see and perceive ourselves? Do you know that? You know, from very beginning, as my son grew up, he always knew whose son he was. He's a pastor's kid. Actually, real a lot of pressure. I know, I've seen this, we talk about it. And he said like, Pop, you don't know what kind of pressure I'm, because I know there is a certain things I cannot do. And he totally understood that if he's my kid, he's not only ruining his story or picture, he's also ruining mine. You know what I mean, guys, right? So the kids actually reflection, and we are reflection of them. So in the very beginning, he said, like, I'm mindful of who I am. Do you know that picture? Just that picture changed his life, his actions, and his perspective. Do you guys know? The image of who he is inside of his head, pastor's kid, my son, totally. And he said, like, I have friends, and their behavior absolutely different. Again, based on who they think they are. So let's talk about this one. I won't take long. This is going to be an interesting one. So my sermon called Start from the End. This is really interesting topic. So how can you start from the end? You see, when we start growing in Jesus, come to his family, you know how we perceive ourselves from the start to whatever we are. Do you know that, right? So we think about ourselves through our history. So this is actually our name. We think of what was. When God named you, do you guys know that God named you not on your history in the past? He gave you name on a picture of who you are complete in Jesus. So he knows who you are from very beginning. And that's where people are struggling and failing, because they never spend time with their father, their, how should I say, their designer of this, to see and know who you really are. We usually behave whatever around us we think, and our actions actually flow from the things we think who we are. So let me explain this one. This one's going to be interesting. I asked God once, I said, Jesus, what do you want me to do? He said, like, all you have to do is trust the process. That's going to be an interesting one. Do you guys ever, did you notice one of the revelation I got in a Home Depot? It's a weird place. I got you. But listen to this. As I'm passing through a bunch of different shelves, do you know that there is a shelf in Home Depot where they sell seeds, all kinds of seeds, tomato seeds, cucumbers, seeds for the flowers. And do you know what I noticed? Never you will see on a box the picture of the seed. You will always see on the box the complete picture of what the seed supposed to look like. If you know what I mean. Even people in Home Depot know the perfect name and a picture and identity of this seed. See, we start at the seed, but Jesus is supposed to show you who you are in his perspective. Soon as you get this picture, it will change your behavior. It will absolutely change how you think, what you do, how you pray, how you talk to other people. Listen to this. Remember David. David, 16, 17 years old, no more than that. He was coming to see how the war is going. Remember that one? He's coming and like to see his brothers, to give him some cheese, some bread, to hear the news, what's going on. And he find out that for 40 days, 40 plus days, there is nothing going on. There is one dude just cussing out the Jews every day, just coming out like beep, 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 beep. Anybody, nobody, see you later. Next day, same thing, just cussing out people. Everybody's afraid. But see, David at that time already knew who he was. Do you guys know that? Listen to this. His actions based on absolutely knowing who he is in God. And he's trying to explain to King Saul, he said, your servant already killed bears and all kinds of animals. He already defended them. Let me finish this one. I'll do same thing to him what I did to the bears. And they like, they don't know what's going on. Even his brothers are like trying to stop him. Go back to the field, like tend to your sheep. Who cares? And Saul tried to put his armor on him, give him his sword, put it on his horse. And David said, like, this is not my thing. This is not my identity. This is not my name. Listen to these guys. See, our problem is everybody else trying to give us our identity. Everybody else trying to hang something on you that does not belong to you. It's not you. It's their perspective of you. Because all they know about you is your past. But God sees the box. Yes, it's the seeds in the box. But picture on a box, it's perfect tomato plant. You see what I mean? All you have to do, if people don't see it, you're supposed to know who you are. I'm a tomato. No, you're not. Yes, I am. If you want to talk to tomato. Some of you know what I mean. Okay, never mind. You remember Larry the Cucumber. VeggieTales. Oh, my kids, they love VeggieTales. That was funny. So, in order to, but see, this is a process from the seed to the picture on the box. There is a whole process. When David came, he already knew who he was. And he's absolutely sure at 16, 17 years old. Guys, can you imagine how much time you have to spend with God for him to absolutely explain to you and give you your identity? No fear, zero. Do you know that his actions absolutely based on what David knew about himself and what God told about him? He said, like, I will kill this one. Brothers don't believe him. Saul laughed at him. Guys, even Goliath said, like, who do you think you are? He's like, you think I'm a dog? You come in with the stick? David said, let's find out. You know how it ended. Dude died. David didn't try twice. One stone, right in the middle. Boom, done. What does it mean? That means, I want to ask you, who do you think you are? Who are you? Because what you do right now, it's exact result of you thinking that picture. Okay, listen to this. We are all in the process of creation. We have to understand. We are in time. God, our Father, Creator, outside of time. So He cannot, and that's why people get confused. Do you remember Gideon? Gideon. You remember Gideon? Man of valor. The angel, listen to this. Angel come into him and it's like, hello, mighty man of valor. And he's like, are you sure? Do you know who you're talking to, right? I'm hiding in the cave. So I get some tomatoes here for my family, whatever, I don't know, bread. He's like, mighty man of valor. Even he's got confused. He's like, whoa, who are you talking to? Is anybody behind me or something? See, but do you know why God cannot call you but what you've been or what you do right now? Because God is perfect and He sees you at the end as perfect. You see what I mean? And when He name you and call you, He's not calling you on a basis of what you did. He naming you in a perfect picture of all of your life. You see my point? See, He knows more about you than you. He knows who you are at the end. I don't know who I am at the end. See, that's why I have to trust Him, because He knows who I am at the end. I don't know. Do you know that we've been called on a basis what God knows who we are? He he's calling Saul. Remember he's calling Saul, who became Apostle Paul? He said, like, you will change the nations. And he's like ready to kill the Jews. Like, what? Don't worry, trust the process, Saul. It's gonna be all good. Amen. And Saul believed, and his life transformed. And you know, the Saul, one of the biggest figures and apostles in the New Testament. See, guys, absolutely crucial for you and me to know what name he's got for me. There is no person in this building that doesn't have a name. But there is a lot of people that does never heard their name, don't know their name. But you have it. Right now, you have it. Do you know that there is absolute provision, protection, blessing, and grace in your name? Oh, guys, you have no idea what I mean. When God told me, trust me, don't be anybody else, because you will always struggle. But soon as you step into your name, you're absolutely blessed, covered. Basically, you are protected, and provision is to the end of your life. Do you know, in that seed, if you trust the process and place that seed, that tree will never need nothing till the end of its days. Soon as you know your DNA, you will place that in the right, you trust God and he'll place you in right soil. You don't need to do anything with the tree. I'm living in my house for, I don't know, since 24, 10 years. 10 years in my current house. There is a big trees and pine trees. I don't do nothing. It take care of itself. It's beautiful. I just clean pine cones time to time. That's it. It give me a lot of pine cones. We have a lot of pine cones on a driveway, Danny. Yeah. Wink, wink. Yeah. Do you see my point, guys? That means if you are in your place in the right soil, you will never need anything, because your DNA absolutely compatible with the place God put you in. Few years back, I decided to plant in the Northwest palm trees. They died. They couldn't survive. My palm trees were shocked because everything frozen. It's like, do you remember that cold couple of days we have? My pine trees died. They froze off, and I'm coming back and they're just like laying on the ground. I was like, Danny, Lana, whoa, my beloved palm trees. But God gave me big lesson. He said, do you know why palm tree died? Because it's not supposed to be in the soil. Northwest is not the place for the Hawaiian palm trees. Do you know why you fail? Either you don't know who you are, or you're trying to plant yourself somewhere you do not belong. Oh, Jesus, help me. You will never fail when you know who you are and you trust your God to put you in the right soil. All you have to do is trust. Jesus leads you, says, don't resist. Just like, okay, jail. Okay, jail. Oh, Potiphar's house. We're gonna do something. Okay, Potiphar's house. Just don't resist. Don't try to, because you don't know who you are. See, guys, that's why we cannot manage it, because we don't know the end of it. God knows the end of it. And that's why I'm trusting someone who leading me into my perfect future. As soon as I start being obnoxious and start to design my own ways and think I know better, failure. All I need to do is just try Jesus. Do you get anything, guys? When you know who you are, you trust him to put you, and you are at peace. And guys, there is a few bushes that grow right where the palm tree was. Bush didn't even notice the weather. Those obnoxious bushes, they don't even care. like they sitting like and palm trees dying right there. And Bush is like, sayonara. Why? Because you're not supposed to be here. That's why people, oh God, help me. You're not supposed to be here. Plant yourself where God shows you. I don't want to be there. We don't care what you want. Palm tree is supposed to grow over there. And do you know, you never see the tall pine trees. You know, like we have like huge pine trees. Why you never see them in Hawaii? Why? Cannot survive? It needs a lot of oxygen, guys, a lot. But what is the heat? There is not a lot of oxygen, there is not a lot of moisture. So if you even have a pine tree, it's like this. That's what you be. I want to be pine tree over here. Yeah, you'll be like a foot short, foot tall. Like, I'm not going to move. God's going to do whatever God's going to do. No, he told you to move. No, I'm going to do. Well, in the Northwest, you will be 100 feet. In Hawaii, 1 foot. Enjoy. Enjoy. You don't want to submit. You don't want to listen to Jesus. You're going to be pine tree, yes, but you're going to be foot short. And you're like, what's going on? I don't see authority right here. There is no growth and movement. You're not at the right spot. Oh. Do you know why God told Elijah, move? When you remember that bird start carrying him, giving the meat and the brook dried, it doesn't matter what God did. You need to listen to what he is doing. That means comes and seasons come, God will replenish, he will plant you somewhere else, because it's not for him, it's for you. He's doing this for you, so you will be the best version of yourself. The best version. That's why I listen to God. I don't care what's going on. Jesus, what do you want me to do? You know this? Yes, I'll do it. Because I know grace and blessing and provision only will be there where I'm supposed to be planted. Only in the ministry what he's calling me, that I will have comfort and blessing and protection. Do you know that David was protected in the war, but soon as he didn't go to war, remember what happened? He fell. Because you know, sometimes you think there is a war, oh, it's dangerous. No, it's dangerous to not be at your place, to not be in a wrong place. That's where it's dangerous. Please understand what I mean, guys. Sometimes in the middle of the war, bullets flying, tanks shooting, swords, fights, and you're like, not a scratch. Because this is your spot. Because that's where you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed exactly where you're supposed to be, not where you want to be. That's the key, guys. This is the key. Oh, I want a lot of things, but who cares? I have to obey my Father, because each of us been designed to do specific thing, and we have a spiritual name and DNA, and we have to be at the specific place at specific time. And that's where it's going to grow and be blessed. See, what is faith? Faith is step into your calling even when you don't have nothing. Step into your name. Trust God. Remember Abraham. Look, just remember Abraham. God told him, you are the father of many nations. He said, I can't even get one kid. What do you mean? Sarah will have, she's going to be mother of many nations. He's like, Sarah is barren. And she's old. Come on. We don't have any, you know, operations that people do these days. Sarah was out. And what he did, he's like, I trust. I trust God. He trust barren dude, trust that he's the father of many nations. Guys, come on. Not just barren, old. And God makes sure he's really old when he got Isaac. Like really old. Like no way, no how. Nothing works. And they never sell Viagra. Never. No prescription, nothing. You cannot buy it online. Zero. So only God can fix this thing. Only Jesus. I know it's funny, but you know what I mean. And that's how faith works. What is faith? Faith is, I know people don't see this. I know people don't recognize me, but I trust God and I believe when He gave me this name, that means He's gonna lead me to the end of my life into my victory. I trust, complete trust God. Amen. See, our problem with our generation, we think we know better. We think we know better. See, God always work. See, we work, you know how we do? Because we are locked in time. All we can do is start the project and then see how it rolls. When God starts the project, it's already completed outside of time. He already know who you are. Remember Jeremiah? We'll read this time. He said, I know you and I call you before your daddy met your mama in a pickup truck. We're not gonna go further. I know who you are and you've been called to be a prophet. I know, it's kind of stuck in your head, pickup truck. Whatever that is. And he said, I'm young. He said, don't call yourself young. You are prophet. And when I send you somewhere, you will go. And whatever puts in your mouth, you will speak. Because you already who I say you are. Not what you think you are, or you think you have enough, you know, abilities or talents. God doesn't care about this. Family, please understand, God don't care about your qualifications. All He's looking for is for absolutely people who absolutely trust Him. That's it. Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. I don't care. I'll get qualifications on the way. I'll learn on the way. And you know why I love God? When He called somebody, He never say, you don't have enough qualifications, go learn. When He called Gideon, He's got everything He needs to do the job. When He called Abraham, He's got everything to do the job. When He called Moses, that stick, it's everything you need. You don't need nothing else. See, when God calls you, it's everything already in you. Trust Him. Don't be afraid. Just trust Him. It's gonna be so good for you. See, why God is doing this. And I said, God, why are you saying I'm a mighty man of valor and I'm sitting in my puke? What do you mean by that? He said, because I am perfect. You see, when God talks, He talks out of the place of perfection. And when it's like that box, why Home Depot put the perfect picture of the tomato plant? This is not tomatoes. This is just a bunch of dried seeds. Why you put this? Because in His perfection, He's speaking to you from the place you already are. You already that. You for Him, you already that picture. And when God told me He said, like, son, just go and do it. I said, Jesus, I don't know how to. Just go do it. I'll open the doors. I'll bless you. I'll do all the supplies you need. You will get it. Just trust me. That's why I always say to our youth, our guys, I say, like, just go do it. It will happen where you stand. Soon as you open your mouth, you will be blessed. It will come. You want a new song? Put yourself in a position when new song absolutely needed. You see my point? Ark of the Covenant. Do you know that waters of the sea never parted until the feet of the priests touched the water? See, this is the key. God will always do it when you obey, when you do a first step. And now my feet are already in the water. That means it's necessary for the water to open. You will never be safe and say, I don't want to look stupid. As soon as the water opens and as soon as the sea parts, I'll go, Jesus, I'll go. He said, it doesn't work like this in the kingdom. He said, you do a step of faith and then it opens. That's why you do the first step. See, God is perfect and He always calls you by your perfect name. In Him, already everything completed. But He's calling you in time. That means you need to trust the process. And I ask Jesus, why do I need the process? Can you do like a poof and I'm there? He said, no. Because process, that's where you learn the heart of the Father. Please understand what I mean right now. God doesn't need time, He knows you. You need time to know Him. That's why He's outside of time and you are in time to learn the Father. Okay, let's see. Let's give you another example. There is fathers that when little kid born, father's gone for 20 years, and then Johnny come lately. Dude is already 20 years old. They're like, hey, you know you're my son? Huh? He's got no idea this is his father. But by DNA, this is his father. You know, yes, this is his father, but there was no time to know each other. Do you know that I am happy to spend my time with my son from really little boy to where he is right now? Because we've been through all of the stages. I remember how I ran over his bike when I backed him up on my car. You remember that one, eh? Do you know, I remember all the stages. I remember little bikes with little training wheels. And I'm training this little boy. He's like, hey, Papa, help me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can run. I said, no, you don't run. It's just those wheels doing all the job. And then we took off the wheels. And I'm helping him without, you know, training wheels. Do you know, guys, I will never change this for anything because I need time to know Him and He need time to know me. See, that's why God leading you in time through all of the struggles and pain and love and betrayals, because He wants you to know Him. Amen. Without this, who you trust? He created a need for you to get to know Him. So the need actually pulls you towards Him and I need you, Father. And that's how you get to know God. And that's why we need time. For God, there is no time. You born, you die, bam, and you're already in heaven. But for you, it's 80 years of learning the Father's heart, His ways, His voice, you know what I'm saying? His presence, His provision, His correction. And that's why I love the process. Please understand me, family. I don't want to skip this process. I want to know all the little stages. Do you know that in any stage of your life, you are perfect? Yeah, I know. That is, I give you a little pause. You're like, I'm perfect. You don't think you're perfect because you're looking at yourself, not where at the age you are. You put yourself like, oh, I'm supposed to be there. You're not supposed to be there. It's like 2-year-old little kid thinking I'm supposed to drive in a real car now. Why am I driving this little plastic thing? See, when you grow, let me explain this way. When you buy a pack of tomato seeds, when you plant the seed in the soil, day one, is the seed at that point perfect for its time and position? Yes. Because that seed cannot do less or more. It's exactly what it is at that time. 1 week, 2 week passed. The seed already start to decompose and a little something, little sprout starts to grow. Is that sprout perfect for its time and position? Yes. See, we try to skip all of it. Where is my tomatoes? God said, dial it down, boy. Give me some time. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the sprout. Enjoy watering. Enjoy caring for it. And we're like, tomato, tomato, in Jesus' name, tomato. You see my point? We try to skip all the don't. Because you're robbing yourself of God's encounters and wisdom and knowledge. You're like, tomato, tomato. So what did you learn? Nothing. Give me another tomato, then. I want another one. Not gonna work. That's why God, time is the God's creation for you to know Him. Oh, this is so beautiful. Let me show you one example that I showed on during the first service. I don't want to skip anything. See, that's the thing. When God calling you, this is you. He's like, you are the prophet. You like, rawr. But this is not you. This is you. You see my point? That's you. You just received the prophecy right now. This is what God sees you. This is who you are. You will not get to this point overnight. That means stages of life need to pass. You need to trust Him that He will complete the picture. You know, people don't see this. Only you and God sees this because you receive prophetic word, and now you have to trust Him. And watch what happens. God start overlaying you. You see, guys? You see that little line? You see, right? Through that picture, God's like, I'm gonna work right now. And He start writing. It's like, and you're like, God, what is this? He's like, it's a butt. He needs to start somewhere, people. And that's what you see. Like, I'm a lion. And people say like, I don't think so. It looks like a booty. Looks like a booty to me. Guys, I'm not trying. See, and do you know what I'm prophesying right now to you? Don't stop here. Please don't stop here. Some people are like, Jesus, I am at the worst place of my, He said, hold on, it's only back portion of your calling. Let me work on you. Oh no, Jesus, I feel so horrible. And see, that's how God does it. I can't write. I can drive, whatever. You know what I mean? And God complete. And then you start to hear Jesus and the ears appeared. And you're still not a lion. Well, according to people, they say like all I see is the ears and the butt. What kind of prophet is this? But please don't let people define who you are in the process you are in. People always want to call this, but this is not you. It's only stages of your life. Even your mistakes are necessary for your calling. Because that's where you balance. That's where you humble yourself. That's where you check the motives of your heart. And I love it. Guys, trust me. I've been through some failures. Ooh, maybe I'll tell later. But I've been through some failures. I've been through some like ministry, like global type failures. Like fail my church, close down, everything. All of it. And I was like, God, are you sure? He said like, yeah, you need this. Why do I need this failure? Because when you start the church that I want you to start, it will balance you. You will never repeat mistakes because it's too painful. You will learn. Do you know, guys, we only learn stuff that we go through. We will never learn stuff on other people, watching other people. That's not how we learn. We need to fail. And it's like, ooh, I think I fail. You think? And that's what balances me. That's because I felt what failure is. I felt what does it mean to 70, 80 people like left your church. And you're like, Jesus, what did I do? He's like, learn your lesson. Learn your lesson. And then I humble myself. It doesn't matter how much stuff you know. If it's not coming out of the place of submission, it's pride. I fail, honestly, failed because of the pride. I thought I know better. Who you are to talk to me? Shut up, get lost. It was bad. And God like, oh boy, you need some humbling right now. That was a beautiful humbling, guys. That was beautiful. And I'm sitting like, I'm not going to do any more ministry. No. And God says, yes, you do. You will. And he no. And I'm saying no. He said, like, you need some healing, restoration. You will. And as soon as I got healed, because see, when you know your name, it will always call you. It will always talk to you. You will not be at peace with yourself. Something's always going to be missing. You know what I mean, guys? There is some part of you will, some people, yeah, you can step away from your calling, but you will never be satisfied. Some part of you will be missing. And I don't want, guys, at the end of the day, I don't want that feeling. I want the feeling of peace and honor to God. And I know, I want to know, I am the plant at the soil I'm supposed to be at the time I'm supposed to be in it. And that's what I love. I even learned to love my humbling experiences. Yeah, it was bad for your flesh, but it's so good for your spirit. You do notice that? It's like your flesh, like, oh my gosh. And your spirit, like, thank you, Father. It's so good. Okay, where we are, we're good. I'm gonna wrap up this. See, this is God does not lead you from beginning to end as the man sees it, because God does not need information about you. God leads you from the knowledge of who you are already being created to be, through your complete obedience to him, into the complete picture of who you already are in him. Basically, he leads you. We are, you know how we people go? We go and like, oh, this is bad. Okay, I'm going this way. God's already leading you. He's drawing that line, because it's exactly that line needs it to complete this picture, guys. And that's, do you know why I trust God? Because he knows me better than I am. I'm still learning of my habits and my needs and wants and my the things I'm still learning about myself. He completely knows who I am because he created me. This is the product that belongs to him. That means if I want to service my car, I cannot call my friend Sergey. Hey, Sergey, can you work on my 550 S-Class Mercedes? And Sergey come with the pliers. Okay, I'll do it for $5. Imagine the job he's gonna do on your Mercedes. You're like, no, you're not touching this thing. This is a work of art. It needs to be serviced by the creator of that product to the dealership. Of course you will pay arm and a leg and an ear for that service. But it will be done right. Always bring everything you have to your designer, to your creator, to your father. And that's how I work. That's how I love it. Okay, one more word of God about Jeremiah, and we guys, we're gonna finish this. Do you get anything today? Just quick word, like real good revelation that changed. Guys, my life was changed when God showed me this. He said, like, trust me completely, absolutely 100%. Because he said, I know you better than you. You finding out you, I know you. And that's what God telling Jeremiah. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb. Oh, I love this. It's like, see, because you are not this flesh, you are the spirit. He said, before I gave you this piece of meat, I know who you are. I love this. Thank you, God, for this verse. Before I formed you in the womb, I already knew you. Did you notice how God says in the past tense? Knew you, not knowing you, not getting to know you, not finding out about you. I knew you. I'm done. Finished. You're not even born. I know exactly who you are. I know what you capable of. I know exactly what you can do and cannot do. Family, let me give you one of my stories, and I'm trying to finish here. When I encountered Jesus in 1993, one of the things he showed me It's the library of my mind. I'm trying to explain this as simple as I can. That was, it's actually blow my mind. I said, God, how do you know what I'm thinking? He said, I know what you're thinking before you thought that thought. I said, how? Show me. And that was such a weird encounter. I'm looking inside my own brain and see all of my experiences as the big library room. Listen to this. This is blowing my mind. And he said, and I see all experiences, feelings that I had. He said, you can only think on a basis of what you experience. He said, I not only know your thoughts, I know all the combination that you can do inside of your head. All of it. And I'm looking at it, how my thought is formed. This book coming out of the library, because see, in our head, it's split milliseconds like this, and a thought is formed. You know that, right? My thoughts are now formed quicker than I'm speaking. So I'm looking, God slowed this down so much for me, and I'm inside of my own head watching library of my mind. This experience comes as a book from my shelf. Another experience, there is a coming smell, feelings, and the thought is forming. You see my point, guys? I'm trying to explain this. Jesus, give me some words. So thought is formed. Thought is not only thought. Thought is smell, feel, touch, memory from your childhood. And I see all these books come out of the shelves and trying to compose a thought. And then I'm deciding it if this is thought worth using and speaking. Do you know, this guy's process is so quick, but God slowed this down so much for me. And he said, I show you how I know you. Books coming out of the shelf of my mind to form the thought, and he's already answering my question. Guys, I didn't form the question yet. He's already answering about my question. And I was like, God. And at that moment, I said, I submit all of my life to you. You know better me than anybody. He said, I know all the books, all the combinations, all the feelings and thoughts, and I can answer your questions before you even forming them. And like, whoa, give Jesus a praise. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. That was the weirdest one of the experiences during my visitations from Jesus. And he showed me how my mind works. It's so interesting, so interesting. Okay, Jeremiah 1:5, finishing, trying. Before I formed you in the womb, I already knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I chose you. Can you imagine what is going on? I have appointed you as a prophet to the nations. See, this is how God works with you. From his perfect, outside of timing, he's calling your name. And all of Jeremiah needs to do, all of you need to do, all I have to do is just completely trust him. Because everything that you need to do already inside of you. You have enough wisdom, resources, blessing, and a protection to fulfill whatever you are called to do. Did you get this, guys? Give Jesus a hand. We're done. Thank you. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Let's get up, guys. Let's get up. I want to give, if no one's going to respond to this, that's good. That means I did my job. If anybody have a wrong picture of who you are, or enemy attacking your thoughts, your image, he's putting you down. He's like basically fighting you. And you are losing because you don't know who you are. I want to open this altar right now. And I want to, guys, pray for you so your image of the son and the daughter will be restored in your mind. And God will tell you exactly who you are. Because from that knowledge, all of your actions, your prayer, your thinking, your thoughts will be formed. And I thank Jesus because in the early age, at 18 years old, in 1993, he showed me who I am. That was really interesting to see. I saw myself influencing a lot of people I saw myself traveling. Of course, I do this already for many years. But when I was 18, it was such a, like, what I'm seeing, I almost don't believe. I said, God, how can you get me from here to over there? And He said, trust the process. Just if I'm telling you to move, don't resist, move. If I'm telling you to stay, don't resist, stay. If I'm telling you to do something, don't resist, do. Obey and humble yourself. And I said, I will do this for the rest of my days because I love you. I love you, Jesus. If anybody, guys, have a wrong thinking, poison thoughts about you, you hate yourself, you're calling bad names, you always like calling yourself, I'm a failure. How God can love this? This is time is for you. God wants to heal you because you are a son and a daughter. And in this season, you are perfect in His eyes. All you have to do, don't stay at this season. Move when He's telling you to move. Everybody's good? I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just bow your heads, close your eyes, and just thank Him for this, because that's what He is doing. He wants to show you who you are. Don't look for people. People will, creation cannot explain you who you are, only the Creator. This right only Father reserved from Himself. He will not let me identify you. Only the Father, only Heavenly Father can identify you and give you your name. It's like in my family, I'm calling my son. His name Daniel, I picked that name. Nobody come and give it to him. Only Father do this. Let only God the Father tell you your identity, your name, and your purpose. Remove all the people's opinions, all their names and their badges that they hang on you. Do not care. People have no clue who they are, how they know who you are. Only Jesus. Thank you, Papa. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this generation. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I know new generation is rising. New voices are coming. New prophetic move is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the revelation of who you are. Thank you so much. And everybody say, amen. Give him a shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a nice week. Just enjoy coffee shop, store, enjoy fellowship. Bless you. Thank you so much.